No, Laura Dowling, a.k.a. the Fabulous Pharmacist, is going to be at the Anu Spa at the Brehon Hotel this Saturday night for the launch of an exciting new partnership with LMS. Laura will be chatting about all things women's health and will be signing copies of her new book on the subject. She chatted to Elaine Kinsella this week about what people can expect at the event this Saturday night.
Well, the Brehon Hotel have a fabulous event planned. They have, I think, canapes and drinks, and then I'm having a lovely conversation with women about their intimate health and health in general. We'll talk everything from periods to perimenopause to menopause and all those things in between as well. And there is, I believe, a goodie bag worth €100. So they've done some magicianry stuff where I think the tickets are 75 and the goodie bag is €100. So you're actually making €25.
That's a good deal. That sounds
with
great.
It, which is great. So I'm looking forward to it. I love coming to Kerry. My husband's family are all from Kerry, and we when the boys were small, we used to holiday down in Tralee.
Oh.
Literally
lovely.
Every summer. Yeah. So I've a very strong relationship with Kerry. So I'm delighted to be coming back.
Brilliant. Now, Laura, of course, people well familiar with you. You've built up a huge following online and you become one of the country's most well-known advocates for women's health. Now, I think we're definitely getting a bit better at about talking about our bodies and talking about our health, but there's still some hang-ups that can stop people from seeking help or advice, maybe when they very much need it. So what would you say to women who are still a little bit shy about going to the doctor and going to their pharmacist? What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, I would say to them that to treat their intimate health like they would their knee or their elbow, and to look at it as just another body part. The reason why I wrote my book, Love Your Vulva, is so that people will become familiar with the term and not be embarrassed about the term. And then also to showcase women about how beautiful and amazing their bodies are, first and foremost, got beautiful illustrations in it, but also to signpost them as to how to get help, because there's very little that can't be cured, you know, and there's a solution for everything. And I think that once we learn about our bodies and learn that there's very easy answers to everyday problems, and that you can either self-treat or you can go to the doctor and get treatment or go into the pharmacy and get treatment, and that's just really the place to start. So that's what I'd say. And I'd say that, you know, nothing should be off the table. Women's health issues shouldn't be othered or minimized or, you know, something that's considered to be embarrassed or ashamed to talk about. We should absolutely be talking about it and making sure that we are paving the way for the next generation of women so that they know all about their bits too. And actually, boys and girls should be taught, and this is a book for men and women, mm-hmm. because the men in our lives only want us to be happy. And if we don't know about our problems, how are the men supposed to know? So I think that everyone can be educated by a book like this.
You say yourself that when it comes to health, no question is too awkward. And I spoke to a GP recently and they told me that getting to why a patient is sitting in front of them sometimes can be like peeling an onion. So they might come in and say, you know, I'm not feeling myself. But the reality is that there is something very specific maybe that they're worried about. So it is important that women have a relationship with their doctor or with their pharmacist, that they can approach them for non-judgmental advice. Very important, isn't it?
That's a really important word that you said there. You said non-judgmental. And that's so important. As healthcare professionals, we see everything, we hear everything, and we do not judge. And it's really important that women know that they can come into their pharmacy or they can go into their doctor and they can receive healthcare advice that is taken for its word, and we will help to signpost women in the right direction. It's so very important. You know, I would have seen many women over the years coming into me, they may have had incontinence, and you know, 50% of women will leak urine postmenopausally. I've heard about women being very uncomfortable with pelvic organ prolapse, women with chronic UTIs just being prescribed antibiotic after antibiotic, when in actual fact a little bit of vaginal estrogen would have helped them. So once women are made aware of their own bodies and their own changes that can happen either with hormones, with pregnancy, with infections, if they understand them and then they know to look out for the symptoms, then they can know when to get help and how to get help. So this is kind of like a signposter for women to do that.
Brilliant. You have loads of great advice, I know, on Saturday evening at the Brehon, and people will be able to buy your book, and you'll be doing a book signing too, is that right?
I will indeed. It'll be great. I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah, I'll be discussing elements of the book as well, because the book is very much, I suppose, based on the talks that I would have done around the country, the things that I talk about online. So very much in line with that. So as a result, I think I've loads of material to talk to women to talk to women about now, even more so than before. So yeah, really looking forward to it.